Hi there, and welcome to episode 30 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast that helps you to get to advanced English level fast. In the last episode of the podcast, I talked about why our pronunciation makes us anxious and what we can do about it. And in this episode, I'm going to look at some common areas that can make us difficult to understand and what we can do to change them. There are three of these areas, and they apply to many different languages. The first area is vowel sounds. English has more vowels and diphthongs than many other languages, and we distinguish, for example, between a and a, or a and a. We also distinguish between long and short vowels, so between I and e, and u and u. For languages that don't have all these distinctions, so for example, Arabic, Chinese, Russian, Spanish, French, and so on, getting the sound right can be problematic. Of course, you can often understand a word through context, but errors can affect how understandable you are. So if you say bat instead of but, it's going to take the other person a while to understand what you're saying. To correct vowel sounds, we often use minimal pair exercises. This is where you change just one sound in a pair of words. So for example, ship and sheep, cat and cart, bat and butt. So the question is, how do you know which sounds will cause you problems in English? A lot of it depends on your first language, and that's why I developed a sound chart that will show you instantly what sounds you should concentrate on for better pronunciation. I'll tell you more about the sound chart at the end of the podcast. The second area to improve in your pronunciation is saying the endings of words. In some languages, for example, Spanish, Thai, and Vietnamese, the endings are often dropped. So instead of 19 with a final N, the word can sound like 90. Word endings are important for past tenses, where the ED ending shows the tense, shows that it's the past, and for words ending in particular sounds which some languages don't have. For example, Vietnamese doesn't have an S or a T or a V. So when a word ends in these sounds, like nice, street, have, the ending is dropped. Again, the context helps people to understand, but it's an important thing to remember if you want to be more understandable. The third thing to improve is your awareness of silent letters in English. So for Italian speakers, English words ending in O but spelt with a final W are tricky. For example, we say yellow, not yellow, but there are also silent B's, words like debt, not debit, and at the ends of words, so climb, not climb. Then there's a silent L in words like half, not half, and almost and also, not almost and also. There are lots more examples of silent words like this, and it's always a good idea to make a note of them when you see them. One thing to remember is that although the three areas I've talked about can be general to many languages, each language has its own particular difficulties with English. So if you are a French speaker of English, you might find the th, the r, and the h sounds difficult. If you're a Spanish speaker, you don't find the th sound difficult, but you might find words beginning with s difficult, so you'll add an e before them. So you'd say Spain instead of Spain, for example. So this is why I created a sound chart to show you exactly which English sounds are difficult according to your first language. Obviously, not everybody has exactly the same difficulties as everybody else, but these are a good first step. And with the sound chart, I've also provided a learning plan for each language to help you work through the problem areas systematically. You can get the sound chart and learning plans in my new pronunciation course. The course is Advanced English Pronunciation in 30 Days. And the link is https://smartenglishcoach.com/pronunciation. That's all for this episode. Speak soon.